Retired Sergeant Kevin Briggs is known as the guardian of the Golden Gate Bridge. For years, he patrolled the iconic San Francisco landmark and spoke with people who were considering suicide. He's in Anchorage this week, training local law enforcement and community members some of the skills he developed taking people off the edge. Briggs says, when police responded to calls of people considering suicide, they need to approach the situation much differently than other types of calls.
We like to solve things. We want to go in, solve it, get back out, and we go to another call. But with these type of calls, mental illness calls, it takes some time. You got to be ready to be there for a while, to really listen. And, you know, they don't want to be judged. They've been judged a long time, for the most part. So just to sit there and take in what's going on with them. Turn your radio down. If there's two of you, maybe you can turn yours off even. And your cell phone, to give that person your full attention.
And what kind of questions should officers ask?
How are you doing today? Tell me what's going on. I'd like to hear your story. And then using those active listening skills is just vital. You know, a big one is, you know, open-ended questions to allow that person to talk. Can you tell me what's going on in your life? And to keep them interested in wanting to speak with you. Minimal encouragers. You know, wow, is that right? Really? Things like this so they know that you're listening, that you're taking an active part in this conversation, and that you do care.
You make this sound all so simple.
It's not. It's not even simple for me, and I've been doing it a long time. It's tough. It is tough. It's easy for me to sit here and say it. To go out and do it is another story. It really is. It takes practice.
How do you cope with your own emotions when going through this process and trying to help someone else?
It's tough. When I was working on the bridge, there is a couple of people that I've lost that I spoke directly to. You know, maybe a half an hour. One person was an hour. And you build up a rapport and somewhat a bond with that individual. And when they take their life in front of you, it's very, very difficult. I feel I failed. But I know that the number of folks who I speak to, the vast majority of those, I'm going to be able to help. And I'm not going to say I save them. I don't believe in that. I believe they helped themselves. So I don't think I saved anybody, but I believe I was a conduit, you know, in a very bad day for them.
Some people who are experiencing mental illness aren't at the point of standing on the bridge, but they're going through a bad period. How do you help them, and what do you tell them to do to get through that?
To take some time for yourself to get out of the house. I myself get wound up, like locked in my house by myself, so to speak. If I can force myself to get out, go to a coffee shop, be around some people, it really helps. And to have a list when you know things are coming up, when you're feeling fine, make a list of things that you can do or people you can call to help you. So when you do get into these phases, you can look back at this list and go, oh, that's right, I'd like to go here. Or this person always tells me to call them when something's going on. And some of us need medication. It's not for everybody. But if you do, it's not a shameful thing to do. You know, I have to take it, and I'm still here. I'm just the average Joe, but it helps me. It's like having high blood pressure and high cholesterol, which I have those too, and I take medications for those. It's no dishonor or shame.
Do you feel like you often encounter people who feel stigmatized because they're experiencing a mental illness?
Absolutely. All the time, everywhere. And a lot of it is, I would say, self-induced, though, too, that I never talked about what was going on with me until way late in my career. And when I did, I thought I would lose friends, maybe get fired or lose my job. None of that happened. You know, I worked myself all up, and it just didn't need to be when I could have gotten help a long years earlier. I tell folks, when I would go to work, I functioned at 100%. I was great. But when I went home, I was zero. I could barely even move my arms. And it's very hard to believe, but I'm telling you, it happened. My body felt like lead, like cement. So I suffered for a long time until I went and finally got some help. And I still have bad days and sometimes, but it's a hell of a lot better than it was.
That was retired Sergeant Kevin Briggs of the California Highway Patrol talking about how to help people who are experiencing mental illness. He's speaking in Anchorage on Thursday evening.